Revelation chapter 12, over in Revelation. Revelation chapter 12. Now listen, what the Spirit of God is saying here this morning and to our internet audience. It's a powerful word that God has given to me for the body of Christ. I'm in the third phase of my ministry. It started about a couple of weeks ago. And I'd like for you to write these words down because these words will be functional in your life. In other words, when something's trying to mess with you, these words I'm about to tell you now, what I'm about to preach about this morning, will move you in a position that it can't mess with you. Wait a minute, I didn't say that clear enough. Where the devil is trying to curtail a blessing from you. These words and the embodiment of what these words are going to say to us this morning will put you in an awesome position as a child of God. And these words are how to function in a blood-bought lifestyle. How to function in a blood-bought lifestyle. And within the context of that, it revealed to you the realities of the overcoming powers of the blood of the Lamb. You see, those who function in this blood-bought lifestyle have to have a revelation of the realities of the overcoming powers. I made powers plural there. Of the blood of the Lamb. That's overcoming power. And there's no way. Now, the question was asked to me by the Holy Spirit. What happened when the Holy Ghost breathed on the blood? And to make it more personal, what happened when the Holy Ghost breathed on the blood in your spirit? In other words, begin to give an opening and a clarity of all that the blood of Jesus means to you right now. And that you can be a blood functioning person. Good God Almighty. Don't rob me here. You can be a blood-functioning person. In other words, you can be a person functioning under the covering of Jesus' blood. Hi-yah-yah-yah-yah. When we understand how powerful that is, now the Lord called my attention, I have to read another text prior to going to Revelation. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. See, the Holy Spirit called my attention to that because if you're going to function in blood, you're going to have to know that you blood-bought. Your redemption, your revelation, restoration, whatever you have to receive, have already been paid for.
Amen.
And it's paid for by blood.
Yes, sir.
And when you're functioning in blood, that blood lifestyle is one who is equipped with the knowledge and the wisdom and the anointing that the blood of Jesus carries. He whooped everything and everybody. There's nobody can stand up to a blood-bought believer. If they know that stuff, they know how to function. If they know what that blood really means, and they are functioning in that blood, there's no power can even delay their blessing. But within the context of that, we must realize here in 1 Corinthians, I know you've looked at them, the two verses are so important now because you're building now. You're going to begin this morning building your blood functioning life.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Wow, man. Are you on this thing? Yes. Building your blood functioning life. Everything that the cross paid for, you're going to begin functioning in it. Can I say it another way? Blood authority is about to take your life over this morning. Let me say it another way. Blood bought authority. You will know how to function in blood bought authority. Good God Almighty. I say you will know how to function from this morning forward in blood bought authority. Everything that the cross paid for, every grace of the cross, every mercy of the cross, you will know how to live in it every day. You will know how to call the devil's attention to the blood of Jesus. You can't operate here. Everything I enjoy is already paid for. You'll never stop me from another blessing. You'll never win another battle with me. You'll never take another one of my children. I will never see the grave too early. You better talk to me up in here. This blood functioning lifestyle. This lifestyle of functioning in something that already been paid for. And I know about it. See, my job is to inform you about it. As we begin to say to life situation, I'm functioning in the blood of Jesus. When you say that, heaven, hell, earth, the grave, and all your enemies have to get on their knees. The most powerful thing that can ever hit your lip or heart is an understanding of the blood of Jesus. What a position that you've been placed in. There's no other higher power. When a person learns how to function in the revelation and the anointing of the blood of Jesus, they're off course for Satan. Everything that has been bothering you is about to be choked by the blood this morning. Yeah, I heard it, Holy Ghost. You're not a sinner, you're a winner. You saved. You bought. You paid for. You redeemed. Your name is registered in heaven. I heard it. I will not let no money, no more leaks in my life. In other words, I will not let this world leak in my life telling me that I can't do this.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You don't have to put up with that. I said, you don't have to put up with that. Whatever it is. The problem is, many Christians been functioning bloodless. The power is in the blood. So Word of Life Christian Center, this is a blood hour in this ministry. This ministry come fully under the blood this morning. I have a revelation in my spirit that every person in the sound of my voice going to live better, yes, stronger, yes, and longer. Yes. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
You all right with me, girl? Hit me there. Damn, you all right with me? Praise the Lord. She told me she's going to come. She's here. Praise the Lord. So let's read this scripture before I go to shouting up in here. You know, my brothers and sisters, watching by internet, on our internet TV station, I tell you, I need to say something here. Bring that back, Holy Spirit. If you don't know how to operate in the blood, you're going to live an up and down life. See, I'm asking you this morning to listen to the Holy Spirit to bring your life up to a blood standard. Good God Almighty. Permit the Holy Spirit to bring your life up to the blood standard of Jesus. So here in the scripture we got in 1 Corinthians 6:19, if you look at 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20, very important here now. And the first word in Paul get real dramatic here. Paul said, what? And then there's a thought in my mind behind that question is, I'm going to put another word. What? Why are you putting up with this? See, now, make up your mind, I'm not putting up with nothing no more. Now, how you going to do that? Everything that come up, I'm going to put the blood on it. The fear of messing with a believer is the blood. Everything in your house you don't want, the blood will run it out. You know why? The blood knows that the devil has paid no rent to live at your house. Just listen to me, it's coming out of my spirit, you see. These things we have to understand about this blood functioning lifestyle, you see. Now, I don't know if you ever heard that before. I never heard it before. Yeah. A blood functioning lifestyle. Have you ever heard that before? Huh? Well, here we are. Here we are. Apostolically, that's a heaven from earth revelation. That the believer has the right to live a blood, come on, say it, blood functioning lifestyle. Now, we're understanding. We're talking about the blood of Jesus and what Jesus paid for, and someone wrote and sung a song. He paid it all.
Yeah.
Every promise, every blessing, every revelation, every scripture comes under the authority of the blood. Yes, it was blood from Genesis to Revelation.
Yes.
Matter of fact, we ought to never go before the Lord without blood.
Yeah.
See, when you take Jesus, you're taking blood. Yeah. All right. This 19th verse says, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple, ooh, good God Almighty, of the Holy Ghost, which is in you. The Holy Ghost is in me.
Yes, sir.
You listening? As a blood revelator, he reveals the power and the potential of the blood, the Holy Spirit. He's in there. The Holy Spirit is a blood manual. You like to look up a manual, mechanic manual? The Holy Spirit is a blood manual. He knows everything the blood has already paid for. So divinely by power, when one functions under the blood revelation, the Holy Spirit is obligated to make it happen.
Yes.
I believe the Holy Ghost can make it happen.
Yes, he can. Yes, he can.
How many of y'all believe the Holy Ghost can make it happen?
Yes.
Whatever need to happen in my life today,
yes,
the Holy Ghost
yes
can make it happen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hey.
I agree.
Yes. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Notice verse 20 now. And the first thing I want to tell you for this, if you want to pull out revelation on this next verse, everything that I said is yours in that book is already paid for by the blood. When you know that, you have an advantage because you're not going in there just asking for something. You're going in there and take something because it's rightfully yours. When something paid for, you don't have to ask for it. Jesus' blood is my receipt. I will not retreat from what belongs to me because Jesus' blood is my receipt. What kind of fight you can do with that? You going after something God showed you yours in the word and you said, I got the receipt. What it is? Jesus' blood. Every demon, the devil, every demon, every opposition, the world system all know that a person who knows that they have a blood receipt from Jesus, you cannot stop them. No way you try. Just like Jesus got out of the grave, that person will get out of that situation. I like that. I got a blood receipt for all my blessings. Good God Almighty, Jen, you heard that? I got a blood receipt for all my blessings. You can't hold this, it's paid for. Healing paid for. Joy paid for. Abundance paid for. Peace is paid for. I got my receipt. My dance is paid for. I got my receipt. It's in the blood. Every member of this church leaving this morning with a blood receipt. You see what I mean, Ronnie? See what I'm saying, Ronnie? They got a revelation. It's a revelation that you can't hold back what God says is mine. Devil, you're not big enough. Because on the third day. I don't know if you can handle this, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. Devil, you're not holding nothing belong to me over 3 days no more. I got a revelation. 3 days, I'm going to have it. You're not holding it. 3 days. I'm going to keep presenting that blood to you, and you gonna, I'm going to torment you, devil, with the blood. You got to turn loose my blessing. God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Because the enemy has been putting things on layaway too long. You understand that? And that blood will take everything that belongs to us off a layaway. Manifest and demonstrate and present to us what is rightfully ours. Y'all got it?
Yes,
sit down, sit down. Let's read the rest of the scripture now so I can get to my man text. I got some man points I want to give you. But it just keep on flowing, you see. Just keep on flowing. Man, I never heard nothing about no blood receipt. You? You work with blood all the time. You ain't heard nothing about no blood receipt in the spirit, have you? Blood is blood with Jesus' blood. See, every Christian should have a blood receipt. And when that blessing go to acting up and it seem like you ain't get it, you have to pull out the revelation of your receipt. This already paid for though. That's law. That's the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Look at it, it's a law. Turn to Romans chapter 8 verse 2. This is a law. This is a blood law. This is a blood law. This is a blood established law. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. So therefore the law of sin and death cannot hold none of my blessing because I'm operating in a higher law, a law that has been bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus. Can you see that?
Yes.
Can you really see that?
Yes.
See, I'm not operating out here in space.
No.
I'm operating under a divine, supernatural, spiritual law. Under the blood of Jesus, that everything that God said is already paid for. Now, there's another law that's trying to work against me called the law of sin and death, but it has no power because it has no blood. The devil never was crucified. The devil don't have no blood ministry. We got a blood ministry. Our blood overrules. Why you keep letting him hold that stuff back, holding your life back, and you can't find a husband, can't find a wife, can't find a job, can't find a house, can't find it, can't find it. Help me, poor Jesus. Help me, Lord. Lord, I'm ready to help you. Move. Can't do this. Can't do that. Can't go here too far and all that stuff. Shut up, all that stuff. But I told you to turn. Look at that voice. That's a law. See, the blood produced a spiritual law that rules and reign in life. That you might rule and reign in life. Get a revelation of this. The law of the spirit of life in Christ. You see, that came after the resurrection. The spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. Saying the same thing. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us unto the kingdom of addition. Saying the same thing. The thief comes up and steal, kill, and destroy, but I'm coming that you might have life and you might have it more abundant. See, keep saying it.
Yeah.
Every time the devil says something, Jesus says something else.
Yeah.
You ought to have the attitude in your blood of thought. Say, devil, you don't know who you messing with. I'm about to fry your head because you ain't got no business picking on me. I know who I am. You better go find an uninformed Christian to mess with because I know the power, the sword, and the spirit connected with the blood of Jesus. I can cause anything to happen in my life that need to happen. I wish the church say amen here. I'm preaching for results now. I ain't preaching for no Sunday school remembrance. I'm preaching for results. I'm preaching for the rubber to hit the road. I'm preaching for you to go back home and tear that thing up. Tear it up. With the blood of thought, you say, no, you're not holding me back. You might want to write this. Because I hear the Spirit of God. I told you, I went in another phrase of my ministry. And sometimes just little things help us, you know, in life. Don't have to be no great thing, but everything you speak about God is great.
Yeah. Amen.
But I heard Jesus say it, the Holy Spirit say it to me in my heart right here. He says, the blood has real potentials. And if you work it, you never will lose. The blood has real potentials. If you work it, you'll never lose a case. The blood has never lost a case.
Yes, sir.
Because the blood functioned in Romans 8, 2. My. I wonder how many mountains you can move with the blood. Some of y'all ought to be seeing some mountain move right now. Because it was on there, camouflage, Satan was trying to hold before you that you couldn't go there. But now you got your blood receipt, you got blood authority, you got this revelation that everything already been paid for. Let's go back and read that verse. Go back to the 20th verse of 1 Corinthians 6. Go back to it. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20. I want you to read this with me. And I want you to never forget this. When you buy yourself and things going wrong, and I want you to never forget this. that you have a blood receipt, you got blood authority, and you're authorized to function through the power of the blood. You're authorized to function through the power of the blood of Jesus. Whew. I am, as a Christian, I am authorized to function through the power of the blood of Jesus. Did anybody hear me?
Yes, sir.
What I said?
I am authorized to function through the power of the blood of Jesus.
Boy, Jesus, right now, you see Jesus? Jesus shouting all over. God got to tell him, sit down. Jesus, teach him, boy, teach him. Jesus jumped all over the place. God said, calm down. He said, oh, teach him. And all of a sudden, God started moving on the throne. He said, teach him, boy. I got a relationship with God. I can say that. I've been wanting to know that they got a blood receipt. Teach him, boy. And God trying to hold Jesus down. Jesus trying to hold God down. Because they know the explosiveness that is about to happen in your life.
Yes,
sir.
The signs, the wonders, and the miracles that have been held back from you. You as an authorized blood-using believer going to begin to function as the days of old. When the sun stood still. When the Red Sea split open and made two walls on both sides. And the children went through it. When roaring lions can't bite. Fire loses burning power. These type of revelations was in old Daniel and the children of Israel and the Hebrew boy. These signs need to be seen today because we have a better covenant. Because bulls and lamb's blood cannot meet comparison to the blood of Jesus. So if they did all that on the bull and lamb blood, how much more should we do under the blood of the Lamb?
Amen. Glory to God.
Yes, sir.
They had to keep going in.
Yes.
Thousands and thousands of animals had to be killed. But the Bible in Hebrew says he went in once and for all, cast, sellered, my children win. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. My oldest son, he's with his daughter. She's playing ball. He's out of town today, but he's orchestrating the internet where he is. Technology is something. But I bet he's jumping on that bus. But he said, what happened to Daddy? Sit down. I see the glory. It's on your face. I see it, boy. Yeah. I see the glory. Straighten my tie, my dad. I'll try to straighten it up. I see the glory. I see it hanging right over y'all. I see it on the countenance of your faces. Something that happened on the inside of you, and you don't know it's showing up on the outside. That's the glory. What is the glory? Well, you see, you got to understand, when you see the glory, the glory is all that God is and all that he has. Good God Almighty. All right, let's try to get a little further. Come on. You're above the price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Now, let's go to Revelation 12. Back to Revelation 12. And we'll read verse 10 and 11. What? You say, yes, sir?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, absolutely. Yes, sir. That means you're going to do it. Yes, sir. Everybody say, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm ready to do it.
Yes, sir.
Verse 10 now. In the book of Revelation, I'm going to say something about this, what the Holy Spirit told me after we read it to bring you up to par, but I'm going to read it now. It says, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven. Well, that's a good place to hear something. Yes, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And verse 11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, testifying what the blood has done for you. And they loved not their life unto death. In other words, they died, they crucified with Christ, because they know the spiritual life is a better life than the natural life. All right? Now, I'm going to go ahead and read another scripture with you, because I don't know if I'm going to get that far, but I need to read it to have you synchronize in it as you deal with your blood receipt, deal with your blood authority, your blood rights. And you have to understand what that means now. You see, whatever Jesus died for, and he died for everything in this book, belonged to the child of God. Religion, denomination, listen to me, tradition have actually raped the church of who she really is. They don't want us to finalize that prosperity includes, salvation includes, being born again, but it means being blessed here on earth too. Watch this verse, these two verses. I need to read a little further than. Let me see how far I need to read in here. I wrote that verse in one of these over in here, because I want to read a summary. Because the way the Lord told it to me, there it is. Yeah, Revelation 5, 9. Because the reason I want to go to the ninth verse is because what came in my spirit when I prepared, the lamb that was slain. The lamb. You see me, honey? The lamb that was slain. Slain. Because that's so important. You know, John said, behold, the Lamb of God would take away the sin of the world. Yes, but then the way the Lamb took away the sin of the world, the Lamb was slain. In other words, he took my place.
Yes, he did.
All right? Now, listen very carefully. He took my place in all defeats. Meaning, I don't have no defeat left in me. You saw that? In other words, every time it looked like you defeated, remind yourself that you're out of place. And swim through the blood till you get to your destination. Never stop swimming. Just dive off in the blood. Say, Jesus, I can't handle it. Jump off in that blood. And stay in the blood till you get out. Good God Almighty. Scuba diving in the blood. Well, how can you go under that and stay under that blood? I got the life of Christ tank on my back. I got a right to be in this blood. All up in this blood. I'm all up in this blood. I'm all up in this blood. I'm all up in this blood. Wash in the blood of the Lamb. Say it, I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I have blood rights. Man, what a word. What insight God has given us about the blood. How to function in a blood-bought lifestyle. Some of this stuff I never heard, sister. You, some of this stuff in you, I know it. I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you right now what the Spirit of God is saying to me. Satan does not want to get in on blood fight with you. He's been there before, and he knows what happened, that he got defeated. He just don't want you to know that the blood fight is your fight. Now what you gonna do? with this type of information, what you going to do? You going to go to the house and cry, I don't know how we're going to make it. Somebody needs to slap you and say, blood. Blood is how we're going to make it. Come on, sit down. Let me. Blood is. Good God about it. Verse 9. Look what it says in Revelation 5:9. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou was what?
Slain.
Y'all see that? Underline that. For thou was slain. See now, everything you worthy to do, all your worthiness, all your worth as a believer is because he was slain. I'm going to make a statement. I don't know if y'all agree with me. I'm planning on living a blessed life. I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you say nothing. Just sit there. Don't be sitting there when I say something. I'm planning on living a blessed life. Say it. Say it out your mouth. I'm planning on living a blessed life because of the blood. Because of the blood. I can't do it without the blood. I'm hearing a word. I don't want to lose y'all though. I'm hearing a word, but I don't want to lose you. I got a few more things I want to say to you. I got a few more minutes. I'm hearing a word. I'm hearing it so clear. Results.
Results.
Three times I heard it. Results.
Results.
Results. Results. Results. Whoa. Whoa. Results. In other words, can I give an interpretation?
Yes,
we are going to start getting so many results in our lives that we're not going to be able to explain it. I mean, yes, results. Blood bought results. You heard that? Blood bought results. We're going to start having blood bought results every day. That's all I heard. See, in this phase of my ministry, I hear a word and I give it to you. I kept hearing him say the word results. That's a pretty good word. You know that? How many of y'all know results is a good word? Yeah, result. Then he said, blood bought results. Woo! Anybody got some results they need to get in here?
Yeah.
We need to, it's some things we've been working on. Well, you got a word from the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost says result. Results are on your life today. Your life is about to become full of results. In other words, here's a kindred thing the Holy Spirit said. Solved.
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 In other words, the issue is solved.
Yes.
By the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Solved.
Results.
Good God Almighty. You hear him, George? George? Are you hearing him? No, you ain't got to stand up. I haven't said sit down. I ain't said if you stand up. I understand. But I'm just saying, are you hearing him? Results. Every now and then I'll talk to one of y'all. Now, it's nothing, just talk to one of y'all. Let me make sure. But I'm talking to everybody, George. I just call your name, but I'm talking to all of them. Do you feel this?
Yes, sir.
Do you feel the presence in this room?
Yes, sir.
We're in another phase of ministry. I'm not ashamed to announce it. I have a double portion anointing of a prophet who lived on this land. And they're going to get stronger and stronger. Almost to the point that I got to hold it back to keep teaching. I'm ready to operate in the spirit. I'm ready to read some people mail and you don't tell the other person what's on the inside. The day has come. We've been fought. They have tried to hold us back. They have tried to stunt our ministry out. But now God is about to turn this ministry loose. This thing been tune up by the Holy Ghost. He had me holding back. He had me in the hole for about 20 years in the hole. I'm going to begin to function as he called me to function. There'll be people in this ministry falling out, nobody touching them. And I'll announce as an apostle of God, every result you need, I declare you have it now. Every result you need. You listen to me? I declare and I come in agreement with you, you and the apostle, that you have it now. I release my spirit to go with your spirit. And when you meet, the story is told, the young man had the idea to build his, to pay his church off. And so he had told his members. And he said that when he began to start the process of getting it paid off, some spirits began to attack.
Yeah.
He said, but they knew my spirit, but they didn't know I was connected to the apostle. And so when they jumped on me, the apostle spirit was there, wiped them out, and the church is paid for. We, as I told my leaders this morning, we must connect because the vision is on the inside of me. The victory of your future comes out of my mouth.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, sir.
Go ahead on, accept it. Yeah. Go ahead on, accept it. You know what I'm saying? You're talking about it? Because we are connected.
Yeah.
That's the way God works. It doesn't mean one was more than the other, but it's just the way God works.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, sit down. Let's try to read this thing and close out. Man, I almost can't stand it. If y'all just use an eighth of this information, man, you know your life has changed this morning. Do you know the Holy Spirit now have something to work with on the inside of you like never before? Man, just I got my blood received. I'm working in blood authority. I'm singing a new song. Might not be good English, but you just saying, I done got over. Verse 9. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and open the seals thereof, for thou was slain, and have redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Verse 10. And have made us unto God kings and priests. And we shall reign on earth. You know how you reign on earth? Right back to my subject. How to function in a blood-bought lifestyle will cause you to reign on earth. When God said, when I see the blood, I pass over, he actually was saying, you listening? When Satan see the blood, he got to pass over. I remember the prophet, before he went home to be the Lord, Oral Roberts said a word that I kept with me. He preached a sermon one time, don't park here. So when Satan see the blood, all demons know we can't park here. Now I'm going to say something, and it's not going to be nice. I have to find me a stupid Christian, an ignorant Christian, who ignore the work of the Holy Spirit. That's the one I can get. But one who pay attention to the Holy Spirit, I can't work with them because they have received power.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Verse 11. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousand of thousand. Now notice what they were saying in verse 12, because I appreciate that. Before I read verse 12, I got to say something to you that to explain it, so when I go in there, you'll understand it. Even though this text is about revelation in the future events, but yet by proper connection and understanding in the realm of the spirit by faith and relationship to God through our Lord Jesus Christ, we can live in these victories now. Yes. May I read that to you again? Because I want to be clear when I read this, because there are seven things that is pointed out there that we need to work with. Seven manifestation of the blood that should be in our lives. Seven blood function that we can operate. Seven blood principles that we can operate in every day. Our seven blood benefits.
Yes, sir.
The word seven in the Bible means complete.
Yeah.
And if we operate in these seven blood benefits, life will continually be complete in Christ.
Yeah.
As Paul said in his letter to Colossians. You see, seven glorious blood benefit that is there for us. One, they fight like demons. One of them is riches. They fight it like demons, and Jesus have died for it. I don't care I call everybody in this church rich.
Yes.
So we can get over this money hump and go and do what we need to do. We ain't got time to be praying for no house and pay for this and pay for that. Just go ahead and be rich like Jesus died for you, and you won't have to be worried about all that stuff. Now, I know the theologian and the great preachers all over the world, they say he told all them people they're going to be rich. Sure did. The Bible told them. Bible told him he gonna be rich, but he's preaching. He's living big, but he's living off what them people give. He really ain't rich. He just living off the offering. See, I can tell on him because I ain't living off no offering. I'm living off Jesus Christ, my soul. But see, a lot of stuff going. They fussing against prosperity. Once you telling people how you living. You ain't walking on prosperity. You living off them people offering. You never heard a preacher say that. But I got to cut them back because they keep messing with me. I'm going to cut them back. You riding your car because them people paid for it. You let an offering Sunday be mixed. Two offering Sunday be mixed in the average church. You'll see preachers walking side the road. Because they haven't taught God people how to prosper themselves. And they got beggarly spirit when they come to the pulpit. They done made most missionaries a beggar. They don't know how to fend for themselves. They always want you to give them something. I told it. Boy, that phone ringing now. I said, man, you know what he said? And we can't stop it. Even though this text is about revelation in the future event, the book of Revelation, but yet by proper connection and understanding in the realm of the spirit, by faith and relationship to God through our Lord Jesus Christ, we can live in these victories now. And I got bold writing. My victory is signed by the blood of Jesus. All of my, sit down, write that down. All my victories are signed by the blood of Jesus. Because every time I say in the name of Jesus, it put Jesus' signature on what I'm saying. In other words, when I say in the name of Jesus, Jesus signed it with blood. Now let's read verse 12. Let me read and you listen. Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the lamb that was slain. What was the lamb slain for? To what? To what? You got it, God. To what? No. What would the lamb stand for? What would the lamb stand for? I can't hear y'all. I need two words. I need two words. I need two words. No, you keep saying to receive power. I need two words. No, I don't need all that. I need two words. To, please, listen, read my lips. To receive. Can you say that? Say it. To receive. Because that's so important that you recognize he was slain to receive. Now, receive for who? If the lamb was slain to receive, and I have received the lamb, whatever the lamb received belonged to me. How many of y'all have received the lamb? All right. And the lamb was not just slain to be slain. He was slain to take back something that was stole from us in the Garden of Eden, that we can walk in the presence of God, in the provision of God, in the protection of God, in the power of God. You came here this morning to receive. So may the Holy Ghost turn loose the receiving anointing in this house today. I knew you ain't gonna, I knew you gonna wonder about this. May your house and home receive what coming out of my mouth. Why are you here? When you get back home, every room you walk in is a receiving room. It received by the Spirit of the living God. Everything in your home that's been bothering you is driven out. You're gonna sleep better tonight. Your digestive system is going to work better. Everything receiving. My body receiving. My soul receiving. My mind, my emotion. I'm receiving right now. Everything that belonged to Jesus, good God Almighty. Everything that belonged to Jesus, good God Almighty, belonged to me. Jesus died that I might have it. Say to receive three times.
To receive, to receive, to receive.
I said, now let's read this in the grade. I'm going to receive now. Next Sunday I'll explain it better. Or the next setting. To receive what now? Number one, power. Number two, riches. What?
Riches.
What? I can't hear you.
Riches.
Number three, what?
Wisdom.
Number four, what?
Strength.
Number five. Number six.
Glory.
Number seven.
Ooh.
Let me say it like this. You a bad mama now. You a bad papa now. Yes, sir. Because all seven of those things belong to you. Now, I'm going to break them down further in the days to come, but you just know all of them belong to you. Let me see what I can do in these few minutes. I'll give you one point that comes out of Revelation. Go back to Revelation. It's almost too good to quit. But I'm in a human body, you know. I ain't stupid. Revelation 12:10. And I heard a voice saying in heaven, Oh. And I heard a voice saying in heaven. And I heard a voice saying in heaven. Do you, Troop, you know that? I heard a voice saying, saying in heaven. See, Troop, talk up. Y'all just, Troop will scream back at you, partner. Hearing from heaven is a must to operate in heavenly government on earth now. Heavenly government, heavenly control. Operating from a heaven point of view. Life is orchestrated by heaven. Because I'm receiving direction as I go. Do you know what it means, Green, when you say I'm hearing from heaven? It means I'm hearing from God. I'm hearing from Jesus. I'm hearing from the Holy Ghost. Hearing from heaven is a must to operate in heavenly government on earth now. Can I go 2 or 3 minutes over? Isaiah chapter 50. Only the Holy Spirit can give this type of hearing. Write that down. Only, like Ledoux would say, write that down. Only the Holy Spirit can give it. You cannot hear this by yourself. You cannot hear this through a degree. You cannot hear this through psychology. You cannot hear this through human smartness. Only the Holy Spirit can cause a man or woman to hear a voice from heaven. Go ahead and fool me. Tell me, you preaching this morning. Go ahead and fool me. I don't mind being fooled. I don't mind being fooled thinking it's me. I know it's the Holy Ghost. But I don't mind being fooled. Now, this is what I want you to get acquainted with the Lord on these bases we're about to read now. Because the phrase that we're in this ministry is not just a jumping and running phrase. It's a lot of information, a lot of inspiration, and a lot of impartation. Okay? And here in Isaiah 50, chapter 50, verse 4, is the dynamics of truth that we need to understand. He says, and the Lord God, can't get it from nowhere else. Isaiah 15:4. You can't get this kind of hearing from nowhere else. And the Lord God, please sir, have mercy, has given me the tongue of the learned. Now, you're not going to have the tongue of the learned if you don't have the hearing of the learned.
Yeah, yeah. Amen.
Bible says, so then faith come by
hearing.
And hearing by the word of God. The Lord God, watch what he says here. Now, watch what Isaiah says here. And the Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Now, if I know how to speak to him that is weary, I know how to speak to myself too. He waketh, now watch this, he waketh morning by morning, he waketh mine ear to hear as to learn. Good God Almighty. That's what Jesus said. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. How can we learn about Jesus? We got to have ears.
Yes, sir.
And verse 5 says, the Lord God has opened mine ear. And I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. Ladies and gentlemen, as a scripture in Psalm 78, I will try to close with. Scripture in Psalm 78. As soon as I read that verse, as a scripture in Psalm 78 that I want you to see in the closing of the day. My goodness. If you do not have a ear to hear, you're going to turn back to the slop. So we're going to ask the Lord to give everybody in here a ear, ears to hear, as to learn, and tongues to speak as to learn. That'd be okay? That's how I'm going to close, all right? I'm a close. We're shooting for results here. We need some results. In Psalm 78:41, when you can't hear, you can't understand. When you can't understand, you're not going to remain. You're going to drift. You're going to be shifted. You hear me? Now watch what it said. Yeah, they turned back and tempted God. Now look at the last part of that voice. Look at it. I want you to stop limiting God in your life right now. I want you to stop that mess right now and limit the Holy One of Israel. Why? Verse 42. They remember not his hand. Know the day when he delivered them from the enemy. Everybody under the sound of my voice in this auditorium in Darrow, in the United States of America, who's listening, and around the world, God has delivered you from something. Yes. Can I get a hand? Wave your hand at you. Absolutely. Stand on your feet. God has delivered all of us from something. We can't, those deliverances, we need to rehearse those deliverances. When the devil got our back against the wall, we need to come out testifying. We need to come out rehearsing. You thought you had me the last time, but look at me now. God got me out. Just like God got me out the last time, God's going to get me out this time. Everybody raise your hand and begin to praise him. Thank you for what you heard. Now, Father, I ask you to give every person on the side of my voice a strong ear to hear what you're saying to them.